So the main things I want to announce today, I want to announce the urban retreat that's coming up in September. I want to mention the summer retreat, which is actually full, but there is a waiting list. And I even want to start getting you to think about the winter retreat. To do all that, I want to try and say something about what we're trying to do here. So just before the class, somebody was asking me about the Buddha figure in the shrine room. And when I try and talk about it to people, it's not very easy, because it looks like it's a god. It looks like perhaps the Buddha is a kind of god, or at least some kind of supernatural figure. But then if I say no to that, then it just looks like the Buddha is just a kind of like a Socrates, like me in a really good mood. Certainly I would be Socrates if I'm in a good mood. But you see what I mean? You can either think that the Buddha is just a kind of really cool bloke, or you can think that he's a kind of a god. Actually, what we're trying to communicate here is what this being human means, but this being human goes much deeper than we realise. It goes much deeper than we imagine. We think we're a particular kind of creature with particular kind of limitations. And what the Buddha figure represents is that we're much more than we think we are. We don't know what that much more is yet. We can't sort of tell you what that much more is. You have to catch it. You have to discover it in yourself. You don't discover it in a subject called Buddhism. Buddhism isn't a heritage site. You discover it in yourself through your own experience, using meditation, using mindfulness, using friendship, all kinds of practices that Buddhism has taught for 2,500 years. What happens is, if you can catch a certain spirit, that spirit relates you to that figure. That there is much more to you than you thought, there's much more to life than you thought, there's much more to other people than you thought. That the whole thing we're in, this being human, is much weirder, much more wonderful than we could imagine. Even science is telling us this, that even matter is much weirder than we can imagine. So if matter is weirder than we can imagine, just imagine what we're like. Yeah? We're incredible. We have it in us to become what that figure on the shrine tries to show in that gold, which is not a god. You're not floating around on some sort of cloud above the world, but you're not just you in a good mood. You're unimaginably changed, and yet at the same time, very much here on the earth with other people. And we're trying our best in lots of different ways for you to catch a certain spirit of that, which we can never tell you, because we can never even tell it ourselves. We have to find it. We have to discover it in life. And the place that we discover it again and again, where people again and again, all the many years I've been at the centre, where they mostly discover it is on retreat. Because on retreat you're in a better set of conditions, away from the noise, the mental noise primarily of modern life, the complexity of modern life. You get a chance to actually notice what you're like, and you get a chance for what you're like to deepen. So we really recommend that you go on a retreat. You can go on a weekend retreat. We've got this summer retreat coming up, which is from the 16th to the 25th of August, which is full at the moment, but there is a waiting list. And the waiting list we often get to the waiting list, and it's actually much easier to get on than you think, because often a lot of people by then they can't go. So you can quite easily get on. So do put yourself on the mailing list. But then we've got this urban retreat coming up on the 6th to the 14th of September. So what that week is an intensive, let's try and catch this thing, this undefinable spirit that we're trying to communicate here, that members of the order such as myself and Sivadamati, how did that happen? I did that with my silly powers. All of us are trying to embody more and more. How do you catch it? So we're going to have an intensive week of helping you to catch this spirit. So literally, we'll be open at 7 o'clock in the morning for you to come along and meditate here. We'll have free evenings every evening in which you can meditate, in which we can discuss this being human, which we can try to elucidate this vision that you already have, even if you don't know you have it, which has nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with philosophy. It's nothing to do with intellectual life. And yet it's something to do with all of those things and more of those things. But you have to catch it. So we got this sort of intensive week where you can catch it. We even send you text messages every day to remind you to catch it, to remind you to be mindful, to remind you to be friendly to people. We've got even got a host of events around that, a kind of urban retreat fringe, which isn't the thing in the front of your face, it means the things around it, to help you do that. So it's completely free, it's a donation basis, so you can just sort of sign up for it, and you'll get emails, there'll be special classes, you can come along in the morning, meditate, you can have breakfast here, you can have a snooze on the sofa if you want to. You can have a week where you do, go about your ordinary life, your work, your home, and you turn that into an experiment to catch this deeper sense of your life, to catch this deeper sense of what life's about. And then you might from that think, actually, there really is something in this. Wasn't sure about the Buddha figure, wasn't sure about some of the teachers. The joke seemed a bit iffy, but there was definitely something they were communicating. And you might then think, okay, I'm going to go on a retreat, a residential retreat. So you might already start thinking about the winter retreat, which goes over Christmas and the New Year. You can go for a whole 10 days, or you can go for the 5 days over Christmas or the 5 days over New Year. I'll be on the retreat, Sibadmati will be on the retreat, Jayaka's on the retreat. Lots of people that you know here will be on that retreat. It's an incredible event, that retreat, because you can get 100 people, all of them trying to catch this spirit, that this being human is much more mysterious and much more wonderful than we could imagine. And actually, when you're together and you're trying to discover it together, you catch it much more easily. Yeah? So that's the main thing I want to say, really, is book onto the urban retreat coming on from the 6th to the 14th of September. Start thinking about another retreat, and even now start to think about how about this kind of alternative Christmas where I discover something more about myself, discover something more about life. Okay, that'll do. Oh yes, go back to where you came from.